Good morning. We're continuing Chayyot Mechichas Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yud Aleph, and we're learning Siman Yud Aleph, and we're discussing now the question about making ice on Shabbos. So, based on what we've been saying until now, let's talk through the possibilities. If you understand the reason why crushing ice is also because it approximates the process of schita, you're extracting the liquid, as it were, from the ice. So, vice versa, to take water and make it into ice, which does not any way seem to be comparable to the act of extracting liquid, will not be usur. According to Rashi, however, that the understanding is because of a form of moilid, converting something into ice should be usur because of moilid. So that's argument number one. Argument number two, we discussed the case, you're allowed to put the ice cubes into water to melt. We said two explanations why that's mutter. One is because it's not discernible. Over here it is discernible, the change is going to be discernible from water to ice is discernible. But according to the explanation is because it happens memelo, it happens by itself without the person actually doing it. The person puts the tray with the water into the freezer and then the freezer does the job by itself. So that's the second argument. So we have two arguments that why it should be mutter to make ice on Shabbos. One is because, according to the opinion, that's because of Dosh, the Rambam, it should be mutter to make ice on Shabbos. And even according to Rashi, it might be mutter because it's happening in Mela. Now, regards to the second set of arguments, we said we're machmer in both shitas. We don't do something which is Mela. And we don't do something which, even when it's not when it's discernible, and we don't do something which is biyadayim when it's not discernible. So that argument alone would not tell me that it's mutter, but maybe the combination of the two factors should make it mutter. The Shmir Shabbos Kehillah says a third argument that maybe the conversion of ice into water, which then becomes its permanent state, but it basically stays as water, that's a natural state, is a significant change. But changing something into ice, which ice easily converts back to water because the natural state is not ice, it's water. So when the person will take it out of the freezer, it will go back to water. Maybe the change from water to ice is not significant because it doesn't really have permanence to it. A similar discussion in regards to using a type of whipped cream which comes in a can. So it's a spray can of whipped cream. Inside the can, the contents are actually in a liquid form. When a person presses on the nozzle, it comes out under pressure and it absorbs air. And by absorbing air, it puffs up and becomes this whipped cream that people put on top of various different foods. Desserts. So there's a disagreement about what Rav Moshe held in that regard. One is it's a form of moilid. You're creating something new. You're taking a liquid and converting it into this semi-solid, which would be problematic. And the other argument is that it's not a problem because if you let it sit at room temperature for a period of time, It loses its air, the air escapes, and it comes back to being basically a liquid. So the lack of permanence removes the status, or the semi-permanence removes the status of merlot to it. So Shir Shabbos Kehilchos says the same thing is true by ice. So we have three reasons why arguably it's permitted to make ice in Shabbos, but the mice of the Minhag HaPoskim is that a person should not make ice in Shabbos, l'chatchila. If there's a need to do so, the person has guests or something of that sort, the person wants to give them a nice cold drink, so a person can do so, relying on what we said before, that if there's a makom atzarech, you can be mekel, that when it happens, the mekel is going to be mutter. Picking up the discussion which we mentioned yesterday, in regards to pouring hot water onto coffee, we pointed out there was an argument maybe a person should not do so. The Minhag element seems to be makel in that regard. A parallel case would be pouring water onto ice, a person puts ice into an empty cup and then pours water onto it, so that's the act of biadayim, melting it. If a person puts the ice cubes into the cup after the water is there ready, so slowly over a period of time, it starts to melt. So that's not called biadayim. That's called as happening by itself. When a person pours water onto ice, you pour water onto ice, you can actually see the ice dissolving and melting in front of your eyes. So that would be a form of this problem of doing it biadayim, which a person should not do lechatchila. So it is preferred in halacha to put the water in first and then add the ice into the water afterwards. Have a good day.